Aretha Franklin has confirmed that she's getting married. The 69-year-old Franklin quipped that she is not pregnant. She plans to marry her longtime friend William Wilkerson this summer. Franklin is also making news with a new music venture, a kind of singing competition, only not in the vein of American Idol or The Sing-Off. As Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra reports, Franklin is turning her searchlight on the world of opera.
Attention all 18 to 40-year-old classically trained singers. Aretha Franklin wants to hear from you. That's right. The Queen of Soul is searching for the next great opera singer.
Some of the older classical singers like Jesse Norman and Leontine, Barbara Hendricks, they are retiring. They're not singing anymore, and I'd like to see some younger singers come along and take their place.
If she likes what she hears, Franklin will sign one, two, maybe even three performers to her label, Aretha's Records, and help the singers get established in the world of classical music. The competition itself, decidedly low-tech.
They should send their demos, CDs, or cassette tapes to me. Send it to me in care of David Bennett. 30150 Telegraph Road.
No studio audience, no toll-free number where you can call in or text your vote. Just your demo, an 8x10 headshot, and a resume. Also, no original songs allowed.
I'd like to hear them sing the classics, the things like Nessun Dorma.
Which, of course, Franklin sang, filling in for Luciano Pavarotti at the 1998 Grammys.
Guardi le stelle che tremano d'amore e di speranza.
I would just wonder if you're going to get a couple, you know, like, what you want, baby, I got you, if you're going to get some of those.
Well, I'm not looking for that right now. Just the classical aspirants and people who are studying, actively studying. Someone really who is very close to being accomplished.
And Franklin herself will be the judge.
If there are new artists who have really got it, I'd like to hear them.
My reaction to that is, if somebody asks me to judge who is going to be the next big R&B person, I would be equally wary.
That's Brian Carter. He's wrapping up his doctorate degree in vocal performance at the University of Michigan. He doesn't mean to question Franklin's credentials, but
my hope is that if she's going to do this right, that she's going to get good people who are going to help her make the right decision, and that the person they get really is a serious opera singer and not a pop culture version of a good opera singer.
Carter says the singers should be peer-reviewed by real opera professionals, not pop-reviewed like they do on shows like Britain's Got Talent. That's where amateur opera singer Paul Potts won for his rendition of Puccini's Nessun Dorma. Back stateside, 29-year-old mezzo-soprano Sarah Nisbet says pop review, peer review, doesn't matter. She definitely plans to audition. Besides, she thinks the blending of pure classical music with something a little more funky, a little more mainstream, is exciting.
Anything that can bring opera into a sort of more mainstream world, I think is great. And I think it would just, it could be good to have a sort of pop music chaperone to sort of say, you know, hi everybody, I'm pop music. You might enjoy my friend opera, you know?
Nisbet is so excited about the competition, one might even say she's hallucinating. Like the other day when she got an email from a friend telling her about Aretha Franklin's open auditions.
And then as I'm reading it, my phone starts ringing and it's a 313 area code, so I know it's Detroit. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she knows I'm reading it. She's already selected me. So, but it was not her.
Well, a girl can always dream. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield, and we had engineering support from Melissa Marquis and Chris Nelson.
At the science desk, Ann Gudenkauf, Allison Richards, Joe Neal, Vicki Valentine, Rebecca Davis, Deborah Franklin, and Jane Greenhalgh. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.